beyond the music lesson. My working week mainly consists of teaching music. I have students of all ages, babies, toddlers, preschoolers, little know-it-alls, adolescents, pensionados. Approach and repertoire change with those I teach, from musical games and auditive instruction to technique and analysis. Lots of lessons and lots of preparation. Where's the time to study my own music? Sometimes it overwhelms me. Is this it, then? Whenever this happens, my students unwittingly show me the effect their music lessons can have. Some examples. At the end of my toddler music lessons, I generally sing a lullaby. The children know that nothing else is expected of them than to cuddle up and listen to the music. She started to cry. The entire lesson, she'd been dancing enthusiastically and paying close attention. Now, it was as if she heard the lullaby that I had sung twice before in the series for the very first time. She sobbed that she wasn't sad, but the song was so much. She hid with her mother, and she responded, like a true superhero, that it's all right to cry, that it's possible to feel the music, just like the big hug that they then shared. She discovered that her instrument speaks for her, that she can tell stories, sing, scream, whisper, laugh, and cry through music. What started as a hobby encouraged by her parents turned out to be the last resort during lockdowns. She played and played to stop the walls from closing in on her. It made all the difference in the world. He played a last tribute to his grandfather. He had passed away, and this was the final goodbye. When he had played his last song, one we'd worked on with care, he saw everyone was crying. His music had created space for love and loss. It could be felt, it could be shown. As he was recounting the experience, I saw the wonder he felt, the realization that his music created connection and offered solace. "Would it be possible to work without sheet music today?" she asked. "Of course." We played a calm melody by heart. Then we took a basic rhythm and two groups of five subsequent tones. She played phrases, similar in length, starting and ending on the tonic. She carefully navigated through the set boundaries. After finishing the final phrase, the look she gave me was simultaneously astonished and radiant. Her sound had been wonderful, and the song filled with joy, all her own. She left with a bounce in her step that day. "Of course I want to play for an audience, but there are more ways to share my music. By teaching others what I know about my instrument, the pan flute, it can become part of life in general and reach people who don't visit concerts. In every music lesson, I teach knowledge and skill as well as melodies. The songs and frameworks I share form the anchors for future expression, and this reaches far beyond the music lesson itself."